Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Brilliant to be back here again with you today. I'm just thrilled to be breathing, thrilled to be able to one more time tell you about Jesus. Oh, we're talking about his blood today. Oh, aye, it's wonderful. He hung there on the cross and he shed his blood. Who was he? Who was this one? He was Jesus. But who was he? He's the God-man. Oh, yes, call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And there he is at the cross. Oh, he's wonderful. I hope you'll never forget that Jesus ransomed and paid for us, bought us with his blood there at the cross. The Father will never forget that. The Father will never, ever forget that. Oh, throughout all eternity, the Father will remember with joy that Jesus died upon the cross. The just died for the unjust. And out of the delight of his heart, we will see the good pleasure of the Father. Listen, let me ask you this. Have you thought about Jesus today? Have you thanked the Father for Jesus, for the shed blood? Did you know something? Throughout all eternity, the Father will never, ever get tired of hearing his people sing, "Unto him that loved us and washed us with his own blood." Oh yes, he'll rejoice when we say, "Worthy is the Lamb," because he is worthy. Jesus is totally worthy. He shed his own blood, and that blood redeems us. That blood cleanses us. And did you know what? That blood preserves us. Do you remember the dreadful night back in Egypt when the death angel went across the country and he killed the firstborn out of every house? That's in Exodus 12. Oh, there was a woeful cry that went out across the land. The firstborn is slain. Even the death angel got right into Pharaoh's palace. Didn't matter how wealthy you were, the death angel struck. But you know something? There were certain houses that the death angel couldn't get into. Why? Because those inhabitants were protected. But why? Were they better than their neighbors? No. Were they more moral than their neighbors? No. Were they churchgoers? No. Were they holy people? No. Well, then tell me what? What? I'll tell you what. The death angel couldn't get into the house because the blood of a lamb, was on the doors, on the two side posts, on the top lintel. And the promise had been made, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." And the blood preserved the Israelites from the wrath and judgment of God. And it does the same for the believer. Why? Because Jesus has been judged. Our sins have been punished. Our sins have been put away. Where? At the cross, on the person of Jesus. And the wrath of God is exhausted. It doesn't exist against the believer, because Jesus has paid for us. Do you believe that? If you believe and trust in him, he'll save you. Save you forever, for time and for eternity. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.